Cape Five Side 2, we're looking at the monument for Reverend George Hunter, March 18, 1883, April 9, 1956, gone but not forgotten. You're about to tell us about where he was a minister.
He was a local minister. He belonged to this church, but he was not an ordained minister, but he was just a local minister, and then carried that title of the reverend, but people used to think all ministers were reverend, but even when we read the Bible, we find that reverend was not made mention of in the Old Testament but one time. And the reverend, that's just something that people hear. Now this woman right here next to him, she was a local missionary, Hammy Criswell. Her proper name was Janie Criswell, but she always did what she thought a mission was, trying to evangelize the children, get children together and convert them in the church. She's pretty good at it. Her name was Janie Criswell, all called a Hammy. Mm-hmm. This grave right here, that's next to her, is my great auntie, Susan Harris. My great auntie, my granddaddy's sister. Most all I remember about her, she had a daughter, but they didn't have no children that I know about. She had three brothers, Jim Reese and Hap Reese and Lars Reese. Them were her brothers. So it was Addie Reese. Addie Reese was a local preacher. I think that's all. That's the only one in this. Now there's two over there, but that's a...
And the last two women we've just looked at don't have markers, but you know whose graves they are. And so in this final row, there appear to be, what, only two?
That's Margaret Reese. Margaret Harris. She was Reese. Margaret Harris. Reese Harris. She born 1895. Died 1979. That's my, we're first cousins. My sisters, her mother and my mother's sister. And this is her husband over here. His name is Melvin Harris. They had a record on that. I don't know what the record off of that. The record, how old it was, and that. It's off of that. We didn't put it on.
And her dates are 1895 to 1979.
Mm-hmm.
So with these two, we finish cemetery number two.
This is number two.
And we'll look for just a second at the beginnings of cemetery number three. We have noticed before that these are much more regularly laid out. We know who's responsible for that. And I'm glad you did it. They have markers at the beginning of each of the lines, so they're kept much more properly in order. Most, but not quite all, of the graves up here have markers. And the first one with a marker is 1970. So virtually all of the graves up here are in the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm. More or less infants, small infants on this line here. We don't have these here on the marker in the calendar. We don't have them. We don't have them on the calendar. At least the infants, I know they don't.
Well, let's go ahead and read these then. Who is the first one?
That's the question. Donald Olson, 1970.
Do you remember who his parents were?
No. He was he descended from James Olson. James Olson, dad, son or daughter. I don't know which one. James Olson.
The first name is D-O-N-A-L.
Don.
The second child is William F. Shaw, 1973. Mm-hmm. Pablos Sherin, is that right? S-H-E-R-E-A-N-N.
Sherin, I don't know who it is.
1975. All three of these had Adams mortuary signs. Ferdale Lamar Reese, September 21, 1971. August 21, 1978. Dale, we love you. His first name is V-E-R-D-A-L-E. Who were his parents?
He was Reese. Larry Reese. He was a Reese. Lemon. I'm trying to think of his parents' name. Oh. That's, think of his name.
The next child is Jared, J-A-R-E-D, D, initial, Williams, 1981, Adams Mortuary. Michael James Pinson, born October 17, 1985, died December 17, same day, 2 months later, 1985, also Adams Mortuary.
This one hasn't been so long put yet.
Do you know whose it is?
Lee. It's a mother. His mother name is Jeannie Lee. I don't know what that's her mother name. This little child he born. It ain't been about 2 months. Three months, I guess, since it's buried in. It's a new baby, And now the rest of them down here, I believe on this line here, this here probably isn't. There's quite some great to go down here, but we ain't got no record, no at the how many what it is. All we know is quite a few graves on that line there. come right along here. We ain't got no print of them.
Okay, this is the first line of cemetery number 3.
This one over here, but this is the second line here. Uh-huh. This here would be the second line here.
Near the end of the first line, there are a couple of stones without any names or dates on them. But I believe you also say that inside the church you've got charts showing pretty well almost everybody who's buried in cemetery number 3 and many of the people in cemetery number 2. Cemetery number 3 looks awfully large, particularly on a hot day like today, so why don't we go look at the charts and we'll work on cemetery number 3 another day. And I appreciate all your time and help.
All right. Be fine. Mm-hmm.